A reading from John chapter 15. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean, because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now he gently leads us. With himself he feeds us, precious food from heaven, pledge of peace here given, manna that will nourish souls, that they may flourish. Thus the poet describes our Lord Jesus' continuing, that we might say perpetual, advent among his people. At this time of year, we often focus on Jesus' first advent, his incarnation, the eternal Son of God taking on human flesh, uniting his divine nature with the creaturely human nature to be Emmanuel, God with his people, and Jesus, God saving his people. At the end of the church year, just past now, the scripture readings focus our attention on what is known as our Lord's second advent, his second coming, at the end of time, to raise the dead, gather his own, and judge the earth in righteousness. The day that has been prophesied when he will gather the wheat into his barn and burn the chaff in unquenchable fire. So what do we call the continual, perpetual advent of Jesus in word and sacrament? First and second are already taken. Chronologically, this coming is between these two. But while accurate, calling it his greater than first and less than second advent is rather unwieldy. Not only that, but his continuing advent, his being with us always to the end of the age, seems to have a different character than either his first or second advents. While Jesus does come to us through his word, in holy baptism, and repeatedly in holy absolution and in his holy supper, forgiving us, strengthening us, helping us, causing us to stand. This seems, as we heard in Psalm 63 and John 15, as much of a dwelling or abiding with us as it is a coming to us. Many children, when their father comes home from a day's work, excitedly proclaim, "Daddy's home, Daddy's home." Yet they would also recognize that Daddy lives with them, and his being with them is more central to their lives than each and every one of his comings. As the hymn verse guiding our devotion phrases it, "Now he gently leads us, feeding and nourishing our souls." Jesus speaks about his ongoing work by which he sustains us and makes us faithful Christians in the section of his Holy Thursday teaching we heard from John chapter 15. He describes himself as the vine, the rootstock and the trunk. "You and I," he says, "are branches whose fruitfulness, indeed whose very life, comes from him." He doesn't speak directly of the sacraments in this section, but his word is very much in view. He tells his disciples, "You are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you." Because of the word that I have spoken to you. We probably miss a bit of what Jesus is saying here. He had spoken of his Father, the vine dresser, taking away every branch that does not bear fruit, cutting it off from the main vine, and pruning every branch that does bear fruit to make it even more fruitful. This pruning is also known as cleaning a vine. It excises the non-bearing branches and also removes shoots from bearing branches. Those shoots won't be fruit in themselves. Removing them, though, allows the energy of the vine that would have gone to growing those shoots to flow to the fruit itself. So how does this pruning, this cleaning, take place? Jesus says, "You, fruitful branches of the vine, are clean because of my word that I have spoken to you." Jesus' word, his law cutting off what is bad in us, and his gospel nourishing and strengthening us in trust and love, is how he makes us clean, productive branches of the vine. Jesus also says, "Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit." What exactly is our abiding in him and his in us? He explains as he continues that it has to do with his word. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you." Again, Jesus, whom the scriptures declare to be the Word of God, emphasizes his words as being at the center of his work in and through us. And that's where the sacraments come in. For they are nothing other than another way that Christ delivers and applies his word to us. We see that in Holy Absolution, which the risen Christ commanded his apostles to proclaim in his name. "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven." Of Holy Baptism, St. Paul writes, "God saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And succinctly from St. Peter, baptism now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And again, it is Jesus' word. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. It is this word, used as he instructed with simple bread and wine, by which our Lord bestows his gifts on us. In Jesus' word, combined as he instructed with bread and wine or water, or proclaimed at his command, Jesus himself is active among us to cleanse and strengthen and sustain us. Thus, with himself he feeds us, precious food from heaven, pledge of peace here given, manna that will nourish souls that they may flourish. Through his word and in the sacraments, Jesus comes to us and is with us always to the end of the age. Thus abiding to him, clinging to him as if our life depended on it, we abide in his love and he gives us fullness of joy. This is what David spoke about in our psalm this evening. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. Thus David says, my soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. Clings to him as he gives us his word, and by that word upholds us. The Lord bless you, ever to abide in him, to avail yourself of his word, by which he would clean and strengthen you, and to receive his gifts through absolution and in his body and blood, for your forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.